Well, 4 weeks after that ambush in Niger that left four American soldiers dead, answers to the question, what happened, are hard to come by. U.S. officials say they were part of an intelligence gathering mission when they were attacked by ISIS fighters. Arwa Damon, CNN senior international correspondent, recently traveled with Nigerian troops, taking the dangerous journey to the remote region where the ambush took place. She joins us on Skype from Niger's capital, Niamey. Arwa, you spoke to a Nigerian soldier whose unit was first on the scene of this ambush. What did he tell you?
He says that when he and his unit first arrived, they saw the surviving Nigerian and American soldiers back to back in defensive positions. He described to us how in one of the U.S. vehicles, there were the bodies of two of the American soldiers, the third one close by, and then the bodies of the four Nigerians who were killed, also scattered around. Now, what was quite interesting, though, in talking to this particular soldier is that he had actually seen this unit of American and Nigerian troops the day before the attack at his base. But when he found out that they were the unit that was ambushed, he said he was surprised because they were undermanned and lightly armed. He said that he and his own forces, they usually go out and patrol this highly volatile area with a force of about 80 to 100 soldiers at the very least.
Even us in our convoy, we had 7 gun trucks.
Well, so there's that, and that raises questions. But have you gotten any answers to questions you had going in? There were questions about, you know, did the troops delay in asking for help? You know, why were they out there without the proper weapons and protection?
The main thing that we managed to gather from our trip out to Tongo Tongo was perhaps a better sense of appreciation for the terrain that exists and the potential threats. The other thing that we managed to gather from the ground as well was just how the Nigerians themselves act within this zone. They've been attacked on multiple occasions, and the Nigerians will dismount from their vehicles. They'll go through on foot. They'll make sure that it's clear, and then they'll call the vehicles forward. As we were approaching the village of Tongo Tongo, we noticed that there were a large number of heavy machine gun caliber bullet casings just on the outskirts of it. We then went into the village, and people there, Robin, they're very afraid. They say that this was the first time that they'd even seen American soldiers. They've never experienced anything like the intensity of the bullets, the gunfire. They were quite reluctant to talk. But we did manage to track down the older brother and the uncle of the village chief who was detained. And they told us, no, they didn't try to hold up this convoy, that in fact the convoy never stopped in their village. And as they were passing through, when they went past the school, which is a single building, that's when the first gunshots were fired.
And you look at this terrain, there's very little places to actually try to take cover from. And we did leave with a lot more questions than we actually had coming in.
Well, I want to say also that your account of traveling to this village, you know, you're going through, at one point, a vehicle gets stuck in the sand, another won't start because of the heat, a third gets a flat tire. And again, your Nigerian handlers are very nervous because that makes you sitting ducks. So one has to think again about these U.S. troops going out to gather intelligence in this area, maybe having some of those same issues. But what are some of the questions? Because U.S. officials did tell you that they thought someone in that village tipped off the ISIS militants that the U.S. troops were there. Sounds like they're saying they had nothing to do with it. What are the questions you come away with?
You know, and that actually, Robin, could very well be a case of just confusing the names of villages. The actual village of Tongo Tongo, it's not exactly the kind of place where one would think that a unit would stop for resupply. There is another village that is significantly larger that is about 10 kilometers away from Tongo Tongo itself. And the other big question also is, yes, why did this convoy spend about 24 hours in this zone? The Nigerian soldiers we were talking to were quite surprised at that fact as well, because they themselves rarely overnight in this area, because they do realize that it does give potential assailants sufficient time to pinpoint them and then gather up a force that can potentially ambush them.
Arwa Damon, CNN senior international correspondent. She's in the capital of Niger, having made a pretty harrowing reporting trip out to the site of the ambush that took the lives of four American soldiers. Arwa, thanks so much for speaking to us about it.
Thank you.